Denne uken det Crazy Week hos Domino's Pizza. Det betyr halv pris på all pizza til og med søndag. Pepperoni, skinke, kylling eller ostepizza. Alle favorittene til halv pris. Bestill på dominos.no eller i appen.
Venom skulle ha spalt på Inferno I påska, men med korona overalt jernverket podcast det nærmest du kjenner dem nå. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv og fikk 10 minutter med guttene for noen år tilbake. Før vi kjører intervju har jeg en beskjed til. For at jernverket skal overleve som podcast trengs det midler, og jeg ordet frekk nok til å opprette en Patreon-side og en VIPs-konto. Så om du vil bidra med noen slanter for å holde jernverket flytende, hadde jeg satt stor pris på det. Du kan bidra månedlig via jernverkesiden på patreon.com eller gi en enkelt sum via VIPs nummer 567438. Beløpet selvsagt valgfritt. All informasjon står nederst I episodebeskrivelsen med en lenke som fører jeg rett til kassen. Igjen, tusen takk for alle bidragene. Jeg klarer ikke dette uten deg.
Hallo.
God dagen. Det Helle Stenkløv fra Jernverket som ringer.
Helle, ja.
God dag, Kim.
Hallo, ja. Hva det som vant?
Hva får deg til å tro det?
Siden du ringer.
Ja, du vant. Jeg trakk deg ut blant en hel høyke med folk.
Nei.
Jo, det sant.
Det jo helt vilt.
Du skal treffe selveste Kronos og kompani.
Jeg vet ikke om jeg takler det.
Jo, du skal det. Og du skal få gave av dem også.
Ja, det jo helt vilt.
Ja. Ja. Hva føler du nå?
Nei. Det en glede. Det bra.
Men du, det like kult som å treffe TNT?
Jeg
vet ikke,
jeg synes det kulere, for TNT har skjedd så ofte. Aldri møtt Kronos før.
Fantastisk.
Greit, en liten telefonbonus der, jeg måtte nesten ha med den. For jeg arrangerte nemlig en konkurranse der vinneren fikk møte Venom på Tons of Rock. Og det hører med til historien at Kronos fikk 5 norske Kronos fra han Kim når de treftes. Men nå får du dine tilmålte 10 minutter med bandet.
For what show?
It's a metal radio show called Jernverket. And now I would like...
Is that Jernrek or Jernrek? Yeah.
Jernverke.
Right.
Yeah, like in Ironworks. And since you, Venom, probably have exquisite taste in music, could you please choose 10 songs for Jernverke? One of them should be a Venom tune. The other songs can be whatever metal hard rock you like.
Metal.
From the very depths, from the new album, and then we'll have Paganini...
it's only just begun.
Yeah.
Elvis.
Caught a trap.
Yeah.
I think we should also have. Can I just make another Venom suggestion? Black
okay.
and Blues from Fallen yeah. Angels. And make sure it's turned up really loud.
And played from front to end.
Yeah.
So now we have Paganini, Elvis, and 2 Venom songs?
Yeah.
Carbon Dance, Elvis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would walk that 500 miles.
By the Proclaimers.
Proclaimers.
The Birdie song.
The Birdie song.
This is just to annoy the listeners, obviously.
Snooker looping.
And then you have a competition to see which listener could sit through it all without going crazy.
What should I give them?
Mescaline.
Is that stuff you're on about?
But seriously, I will play the songs you
awesome.
Sing now. So
okay.
This paints the picture of the Venom.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer must be the last one.
Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to give him a good mood. Play it in
nice.
July.
So, do these songs reflect what Venom is today?
Yeah, all about Elvis, Carpenter's, Snooker.
The thing is, music comes from all different types of inspiration, you know, and there's so many bands today who copy other bands, and, they're not educating their minds, you know. Listen to everything. Music has no rules. This is how we started, breaking the rules, you know. rock music doesn't just go like this, pop music doesn't just go like that, jazz music doesn't just go like this, you know. You can intertwine all sorts of music, you know. I mean, we take inspiration from wherever it comes. Look, at the end of the day, a good song is a good song.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how it's composed, what chords are in it. There's no bad chords, you know. It's a bit like there's no bad food, it's just wrong diet. So, you know, some bands put chords together and it's a load of shit, you know. Well, let's put it together and make a masterpiece. So who's to say? It's an eye of the beholder. But yeah, you know,
the worst thing you can do is have metal by numbers formulated.
Yeah,
fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's just the worst thing in the world.
Personal taste as well, yeah. What's, you know, good in your eyes might not be good in someone else's. That's a, you know, these number one hits.
Be inspired, but don't be influenced.
Yeah,
by other bands.
Classical music's so rich in melodies, time sequences, etc., etc. I mean, we've got a song on the new album, The Stigmata Satanas, and it doesn't really conform to a standard time sequence at the beginning, and that's deliberate. You know, I mean, I like bands like Rush and, you know, bands that, like, step outside the box and just do something a little bit different, because who wants to be predictable? I would rather have an album that, on the first, second and third listen, people are like, fuck, I don't know what to make of this, I don't know whether I like it or not, wow. And actually challenge them, you know, to then listen to it at another level before they start to get it, you know. I don't want to be predictable. I don't want it just to be like, oh, that's such a bog standard. Again. That's the end of your career, I think.
Yeah, you might as well just give up.
Mm. That's a good answer. But when we're speaking about music, what is the worst album you've made? Not the best, but the
worst. Well, there isn't, because at the time it was great, because I would know. I have albums that are still sitting, you know, in the attic, unreleased, just sitting there on reels of tape, because it didn't do what I wanted it to do. I went in the studio, I did everything I normally do, but then at the end of the day I listened to it and I thought, no, it's not ready. You know, maybe I'll go back to it in the future and fix whatever it is that didn't make it right. But no, you know, when we've released albums, it's because we believed in them at the time, you know. You can't always expect to just release a masterpiece, you know. You don't know what people are going to like. But, you know, where the press come in and they say, oh, well, we don't like this album, or we like this album, or whatever. I mean, that's only their point of view.
Yeah.
You know, one of the albums of Venom's that got the worst press, I would say, was the album we made called Possessed. And yet, I still have kids coming up to us saying, oh, I love Possessed. It's why we actually put the song Possessed back in the live set, for those kids who actually like it, you know. So, again, you know, I believe in the product when I release it. I believe in that album when I release it. If I look back on it in the future and think, I could have done things different, it doesn't matter, because it's all part of the journey, I think.
Yeah, it's just you take different paths and different roads, and sometimes they might not lead to something where you originally wanted to go to. So you just do that with the next album.
I would say the first five albums that I made, I would love to change the production, because it was back in the day when the technology wasn't very good, and listening to them today, it's hard to listen to them because the production's really muddy, and, you know, it's like putting on an old Sabbath album or an old Purple album, you know. It's in the next room, you know. But
you've got to learn to change. When you're putting albums out as well, there's like three people doing that album as well, and sometimes if you've got people in the band who aren't on the same wavelength, then it can take a different direction where you didn't want it to go. The good thing about this band is we're tuned into where we need
what
to go
doing,
where we
yeah.
want to go, and that's why the last two albums have been so fucking crushing and so brilliant in the fans, who are the people that are more important than the journalists and all that.
Yeah.
They get it and they know what we're all about, and for that, that's the thumbs up for us, you know. Yeah.
But again, you know, some of the songs we wrote over the last couple of albums weren't good enough and didn't make it on the album, you know. So
we could only put two or three albums together with the ones that didn't make that.
But if they're no good, they're no good. And
yeah.
Sometimes it just don't fit in with the structure of what the album wants to be and where it needs to be. You know, there's songs that are absolutely amazing, but they just don't fit in with the overall picture of what the album, where the album needs to go to. And that's more important, you know. Being a musician and knowing that you've got something that's really good, but it's not going to fit on that album, and having the balls to put it aside, and you know what I mean, to have the courage of your convictions.
You've got to be happy with what you've done. That's the thing, you know, with the 10, 12, whatever songs, you've got to look and go, yeah, that's ready now, you know.
It's like being a painter, you know, you spend 6 months
more dissecting, where little parts we think that's not quite right, and you might totally change it whilst doing this, but you don't know till you're actually in there doing it and it's finished and you go, wow, that's it, yeah, I'm happy with that. But
you must have made an impression, for because just around my friends and we too, I know about two cats that are called Cronus and one rat called the same. I have a friend with a large venom tattoo on her stomach, and our door sign is the Welcome to Hell album cover. My name is Helle, so we only put an E on the end to make it say Welcome to Helle. Okay, already.
Yeah, nearly there. Nearly there. Just got one more question, then now.
Yeah. Why do you think Venom makes such an impression on people? We bring you in not only on our stereo, but also into our homes.
Because we were new, we were fresh. All the ideas we had were new. You know, we didn't copy the bands that came before us. What we did is we learnt from what they were doing. They found an individual, you know, I'm talking about Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, you know, Status Quo, Jethro Tull. They all found a unique ID, a unique image. And that's what we did. We looked at all the bands that were out there and said, what's missing? Mm. You know, for me personally, you know, I said, you know, Black Sabbath, you know, they only go so far with the satanic lyrics, you know. Kiss only go so far with the nice safe pyrotechnics and, you know, the studs and the leather. And we just wanted to take it, like, to the max. And it was the uniqueness that I think was what did it. But, you know, rock music was dying a death at the end of the 1970s. And it needed something to actually spring it back into life, or it was going to be gone forever. You know, rock came out, it was controversial. Then punk happened. Punk killed it. Punk just killed it dead flat. Rock was so lame after punk. So what was needed was an injection of aggression. So that's why I mixed the punk and the metal together to create the black metal.
It was like all those things rolled into one to give everything.
Indeed.
A big kick up the arse, wasn't it?
There's no roof. There's no where you stop. You
the
know,
image,
everything to the max, max,
and,
max.
And music.
It also helps when you're a fucking awesome band as well.
Oh.
Basically, there you go.
And then we already have to quit, but could you please make a jingle or a
great
sound
one.
Logo?
Yep.
For Jernverke.
Jernverke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember to tell me which band you are in, of course.
Hi, this is Cronus from Venom.
This is Dante from Venom.
And this is Rage from Venom.
And you're listening to
Jernverke.
Jernverke.
This is Cronus from Venom.
This is Dante from Venom.
This is Rage from Venom.
And you're listening to Jernverke. Hell yeah.
Woohoo.
Nice. Thank you very much, Dan.
No, last but not least,
the photo. Oh. Is it 2 minutes is way too little.
Yeah, we've got too much to do.
Can you
we're too busy.
Crowd up in the
bunch
together
up, yeah.
Or yeah, like that.
That's 10 minutes of your life, Bo.
Yeah. Probably. Aye. Okay.
What does that, just one quick question, what does that patch under your pocket say?
The one, this one? Peer Gynt, that's a Finnish blues boogie rock band. The bird also belongs to that logo.
Right.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You should listen to that. It's really with double pedals and really nice and a raspy voice.
Right.
I think you'd like
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck tonight. Looking forward
Cheers.
To your show. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we lost my first person.
Du har hørt et Venom-intervju innspilt I 2015. Liker musikk I den gata, anbefaler jeg videre lytting på episoden med Midnight, for eksempel. Og Venom, de kommer til Inferno neste år, og som trøst for koronaskiten fortsetter jeg med skulle ha spilt på Inferno, men utsettes til neste år-serien. Neste vekka med Creator.
Recently, I was really into Ghost, but I don't think it had the same impact as, say, Number of Thieves.
Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Der ligger det foreløpig 82 episoder du kan høre på, og det kjekt å ha når det korona overalt og du ikke har annet å gjøre allel. Del det med kompisene dine og spre metal, ikke virus. Og vil du bidra med litt kronasj for at jeg skal kunne fortsette, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Det også kult om du slenger inn en god anmeldelse av podden der du lytter. Og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for konkurranser, diskusjoner og musikalske tips. Helle Stenkløv, det meg. Jeg gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Vi høres!